cleaning my bathroom bowl.
I'm cleaning my bathroom bowl.
So am I. Actually, my bathroom bowl's cleaning itself with
Lost Disc.
Lost Disc
hangs in the tank. Works 24 hours a day.
Lost Disc
makes my bowl self-cleaning, self-protecting, self-deodorizing.
The Lost Disc Radio Show.
No other bowl cleaner has this fresh, clean scent.
Lost Disc
makes your bathroom bowl self-cleaning.
What? We said it right.
Ladies, we heard you.
Meu povo preste atenção, na rua daqui eu te fiz. Quero mostrar a quem vem aquilo que o povo diz. Posso falar, pois eu sei, eu tiro os outros por mim. Quando almoço, não janto, e quando canto é assim. Agora vou divertir, agora vou começar. Quero ver quem vai sair, quero ver quem vai ficar. Não é obrigado a ninguém quem não quiser me escutar. Quem tem dinheiro no mundo, quanto mais tem que ganhar. E a gente aqui não tem nada, fica pior do que está. Se um moço tem a vergonha, acabe a descaração. Deixa o dinheiro do pobre e obre outro ladrão.
Agora vou divertir, agora vou prosseguir. Quero ver quem vai ficar, quero ver quem vai sair. Não é obrigado a escutar quem não quiser me ouvir.
Se eu morri o rico e o pobre, entre o rico e eu, quero ver quem que separa o pobre do rico do meu. Se ele é macho, a igualdade aqui cima. Há de haver quem quer ser mais do que eu. Um dia há de sofrer.
Agora vou divertir, agora vou prosseguir. Quero ver quem vai ficar, quero ver quem vai sair. Não é obrigado a escutar quem não quiser me ouvir.
Agora vou terminar, agora vou discorrer. Quem sabe tudo de louco, fica sem nada a dizer. Quero ver quem vai voltar, quero ver quem vai fugir. Quero ver quem vai ficar, quero ver quem vai trair. Por isso eu fecho essa roda, a roda que eu te fiz. A roda que é do povo, o disse e diz o que eu diz.
Mas o disse e diz o que eu diz. Mas o disse e diz o que eu diz.
Yes, it was Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66. Out of 67.
That's a classic.
Kicking off the top of the hour, the top of the show, right on the old A&M Records label tonight. This is Jimmy Knight. Right, we're just sitting in at the top of the hour with you to try to do what we can do. Yes, it's for the month of May. I don't know when you're hearing this. I don't know what you're doing with your lives. I'll probably never know, right? And that doesn't matter. You're just going to kick back for the next hour. You're going to dig this. You're going to dig the action. It is actually, though, technically, if you're getting it live, May 1st, right? Chesty, may the 1st be with you.
I thought that's May 4th.
Yes. Well, that's curiously, on channel number 4, it is Joe Stacks out of the line of Pittsburgh.
May, O'Nays. That's for all you trout fishing in America fans out there.
Wow.
And if May 1st be with you, and also with you. Gotta throw that one out.
All right. Well, all right, so now we've all got our we've all got our religions straight. For the pagan year, which has suddenly sprung upon us, like, apparently, I guess, right? And we're going to do what we can here. We are in 6160 kilocycles shortwave, we think, and we have people on the net feed, we know. So let's just kind of keep this going. Yeah, this whole first set is sort of a Cinco de Mayo type of kind of a thing, because maybe people will be digging it actually on the day. So here it comes, man. If you could believe the out-of-sight sound of a blues image. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs.
Bueno,
the Lost Discs Radio Show, guys, man. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
We felt, Phil, very frankly, that we are accountable, of course, to all the citizens of Minneapolis, and we feel for the welfare and safety of their kids, even though they may be a little hysterical and they may go a little overboard for this type of thing. We know where our responsibility lies.
Do you expect any calls as a result of this?
Yes, sir, I do expect quite a few calls, Phil. It just seems that every time that we do take an enforcement action, we do get some calls.
Walking down the street, minding my own affair, when two policemen grabbed me unaware. They says, "Your name Henry?" I says, "Why, sure." He says, "You the boy I've been looking for." Took him in the lineup and let those bright lights shine. There was 10 poor souls like me in that line. I knew he was a victim of someone's evil plan. When a stool pigeon walked in and says, "That's your..." Prosecutor Turner started prosecuting me. Man, that cat didn't give me the one but the third degree. He says, "Where were you in the night of July 1953? "Man, I was just home, just a tweedledee. Thank you. always get rain. Oh rain. Oh rain.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
You know, it's hard to believe people like him really exist.
If you were a cop, you'd know they crawl around like insects.
Back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, you name the happy day and I'll be there. And you know where. Back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, all that you have to say is that you care. And I'll be there. I want to walk down the aisle side by side. I want to get in the car for the honeymoon ride. I want a trail of rice to paradise, for everything will be so nice. If the wedding is back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, we'll have a lot of roses everywhere at this affair. So if you love me the way that I want you to love me, we're gonna settle down back where the chapel is in Minneapolis town. All that you have to say is that you care, and I'll be there. I want to walk down the aisle side by side. I want to get in the car for the honeymoon ride. I want a trail of rice to paradise, for everything will be so nice. If the wedding is back where the chapel is in Minneapolis, we'll have a lot of roses everywhere at this affair. So if you love me the way that I want you to love me, we're gonna settle down back where the chapel is in Minneapolis town.
Minneapolis town.
Minneapolis town.
Yes, it's Jill Corey. Hey, Jill Corey on the Columbia label, laying it down there. She goes way back. That's at least 1955, 1956 on that Jill Corey. Okay. And before that, speaking of 50s, good old Ritchie Valens. Wow. You know, there's one you don't hear. And of course, everybody, you know, if Dr. Doc Brown were here, by the way, and by the way, Joe, you know, Doc just kind of bailed suddenly there at the last minute.
What?
So,
he was framed and blamed.
Yeah, he was
on this on May 1st.
Right
on May Day.
He had some lame excuse about being kind of tired because it was such a day.
I thought maybe he'd say he had a Beltane festival or something he had to be at.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think he was partying it too hardy, and he just bailed, and he wanted to either keep partying or he couldn't hack it.
Too many times around the Maypole.
Hey, can I just jump in about Jill Corey for a second?
Please do.
We have a Pittsburgh connection. Jill Corey is from Avonmore, Pennsylvania, in Westmoreland County. That's like 40 miles from Pittsburgh. Her real name is Norma Jean Speranza.
Wow.
She did talent shows and stuff. Got caught the ear of Mitch Miller at Columbia. Got signed.
Yeah.
Had a career. Married Pittsburgh third baseman Don Hoke back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and we just lost her. We just said goodbye on April 3rd.
Is that right? Wow.
Is that right?
Age 85.
Wow. So this was particularly interesting that I had just come into this. When I grew up, I had a Jill Corey record in my old collection as a kid, but it was a non-charting thing. And then just recently, I found this Jill Corey record, a pristine, unplayed copy of Minneapolis. Anyways, all right, that's awesome on the Jill Corey. Love her voice, that sort of big band sound, alto sound there. Okay, and so before the Ritchie Valens, though, it was the new swing sextet on the Cotique label. And that was some kind of, you know, Latin pop band there, circa mid-60s. Don't know much else about that one. And we kicked off the set, with Blues Image, right, on the Acto label.
You need hips for these songs.
Right? We wanted to get up and we just felt like we were being pulled magnetically to a dance floor somewhere during that new swing sextet record, man. That was You Better Watch It Now. Right? Joe, anything to say about either of those groups?
Well, Blues Image originated out of Florida, the Tampa, Miami area in the mid to late 60s, moved to L.A. to get signed to Atco. Managed to put out three blues rock albums. That La Bamba, that was really nice. That was off their second album, I understand, and that was also the source of their one hit, "Ride Captain Ride."
Captain Ride, right? You know Blues Image. Ride Captain Ride, with Chesty on your side. I don't know. That's just my. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, no, the New Swing Sextet made their professional debut at the New York World's Fair in 65 and have kind of been consistently putting out stuff on local, you know, small labels like Cotique, like Fania, from the 60s forwards. I mean, their most recent release was a tango title in 2019.
Get out of here.
That's fantastic.
A lifetime of music.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so, great stuff there. Great stuff, and good sleuthing, Joe. Thank you very much. Now, look, I need to keep it moving because this next set is part of a retraction that I need to make. And this is a little embarrassing that on the previous show, back a month ago, April of 2021, I played a record by the Silhouettes, which was their follow-up to Get a Job, sha-na-na-na, right, the big hit, Get a Job, right, big 1958 smash hit by the Silhouettes, their follow-up record, Heading for the Poorhouse, I played, and then I played the Mills Brothers version of Get a Job, right, because they had a competing version also in 1958, along with the Silhouette. Theirs came out just about a month later than the Silhouettes, and it didn't get as high on the chart. Well, during that, I mistakenly and embarrassingly billed the Mills Brothers as a Squaresville white guy vocal group trying to cover the cool black guys who were in the Silhouettes. Joe, how could we let this stand? I am...
Well, good God, I'm a gog.
Right?
Mistakes can be made.
Well, I'm a demigod.
You're human.
Listen, the problem is that the Mills Brothers are a long-established and revered African-American vocal group. What, they go all the way back? Chester, you were looking this up a little bit.
Yeah, they go back to the 1930s, and they came out in Cincinnati, were picked up by CBS, and were the highest paid black act in the United States.
Right. So how am I getting this wrong? Okay. So now we're going to kind of set things straight because we are going to do another thing where there are two songs, two competing versions of the same. This by the African-American guys first, who had the bigger hit, and then it really is the Squaresville white guys. Second, right, we're going to hear the G-Clefs and the Hilltoppers. Here it comes. Exclusively on the show.
I met a little girl about a week ago, and I felt that I ought to let her know. But since then my heart had broke a string and go.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
My heart goes ding dong, ding dong. When I meet her, it goes ding dong, ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Well, you know I love you, little
Lost Discs Radio,
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant Replay.
Ah, well, I met a little girl about a week ago. I felt that I ought to let her know that ever since she entered in my heart, I sing. I go ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I got that ding dong feeling inside of me. I got that ding dong feeling. Can't you see? I got that certain longing. Where can you be, oh baby? Ding dong, ding dong. Well, you know I love you, little girl. You give me just a whirl. All in my heart, the bells are gonna ring. They go ding. Inside of me, I got that ding-dong feeling. Oh, can you see? I got that certain longing. Where can you be, oh baby? Ding-dong, ding-dong. Inside of me, I got that ding dong feeling. Oh, can't you see? I got that certain longing. Where can you be, oh baby? Ding dong.
Try it again.
Ding dong.
One more time.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong.
Hey!
The entertainment committee was very impressed with your playing, but rather disturbed about the effect your rock and roll music had on the kids.
Baby Clementine, save this heart of mine for you. Won't you take it, Baby Clementine? Baby Clementine, gonna make it fine for you. Soft and easy, Baby Clementine. I'll take your blue days and I'll make them disappear. Oh, I'll take the rain and make it shine. If you only say, I can light the way for you. Don't say maybe, Baby Clementine. Baby Clementine, oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling Clementine, Clementine, oh my little Clementine, oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling Clementine. I'll take your blue days and I'll make them disappear. Oh, I'll take the rain, make it shine. If you only say, I can light the way for you. Don't say maybe, Baby Clementine. Baby Clementine. Baby Clementine.
Yes, the Mills Brothers off the Dot Records label. Okay, 1959 Mills Brothers action, right? So little latter day thing there. It was the B-side of the follow-up to their Get a Job, all right? If you can follow that math, Baby Clementine from the Mills Brothers All right, and before that, then it was the Hilltoppers, right? See, now these were the Squaresville white guys, but man, kind of knocking it out of the park there, I think, on their version of Ka-Ding Dong, Joe, Ka-Ding Dong.
Yeah, Ka-Ding Dong to you, too.
Wasn't there a game? There was a game in the 70s, Ganip Ganop.
Ganip Ganop, ping pong spelled backwards, yeah.
So I think...
I love that game.
One of my favorites, too. So I think they should have had a game of Ka-Ding Dong, too.
Well, that's cool. I mean, both versions, they follow the G-Clefs with, you know, some traditional whitewashing. It's like, hey, get Pat Boone on the phone. This song's too black.
That's right. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
but, you know, the G-Clefs broke the top 40 with that song.
That's right. We kicked off the set with the same song, Ka-Ding Dong, by the G-Clefs. And not
the
Hilltoppers only
followed it, too.
Well, so not only did the G-Clefs get higher on the chart with it, like you say, they got it to number 24, but they also hit the chart first. July of 1956, Hilltoppers September 1956, and peaking at number 38. So, and yes, the G-Clefs were, you know, the cool African-American chaps, shall we say, who you know, that. And by the way, it's worth noting that that G-Clef's Ka-Ding Dong on the, by the way, on the ultra-cool Pilgrim Records label, man, out of 1956, that's a record that Chesty fished out of the 50-cent room at Double Decker Records. I mean, that's just how this stuff happens. That's my life. This is the girl I married. What do you want from me, folks? Okay, now speaking of things like that.
Oh, my darling.
Probably check
oh,
the...
Oh, my darling.
Now, don't push it, though, Chester. Okay, we should probably check the email real quick. There are people like John in Walpole, Mass. By the way, Joe, John in Walpole is got a message for you tonight. He wants you to know he has a Fairport convention on tape from March 13th, 1968, live on the BBC World Service. So he probably recorded that off of shortwave, and they're doing the song If I Had a Ribbon Bow.
Oh, man. That's funny. We were talking about that during the mic check in the warm-up. That's like their first non-album, first single. First lineup of Fairport.
Right, now hang on. We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Because in the
next set, we're going to go in to talk that. We're going to get back to John's email at the lead of the next set when we get into Marion Siegel, right? Who's sort of a poor man's Sandy Denny. All right?
If you say so.
So, Bill Woods, you know, up in Wheresits, we don't know for sure. I never remember. But he's enjoying the fact that this may indeed be titled The Lost Clean Toilet Bowl Show. All right, and that could become an annual thing, you know.
Oh, Tidy Bowl Man.
Apparently. Good old Bob. Bob has emailed in. We don't know. I don't think it's the Bob we think it is, Chesty, but there's a Bob who's saying how much you rock, Chesty. And Wayne and Diana in North Carolina, oh, yes, they definitely are getting it, probably on the net feed. We don't know if people are getting it on 6160 shortwave, right? But if you are, give us a shout. Go ahead, Chesty, give them that email about.
LostisRadio@yahoo.com, spelled discs with a C.
That is correct on that, sire. All right, so now we're moving it on, I guess, after all of that confusion about the Mills Brothers and, you know,
gosh,
as Nirvana said, all apologies on that. All right, now.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She's still drinking.
Well, why shouldn't she if it makes it any easier?
This is my record for May, because when May comes, the flowers are here, and I think we all enjoy nature. So for you people out there who like to be outside on the Amsterdam label, this is Leave Them a Flower by Wally Whiten.
I speak on behalf of the next generation. My sons and daughters, their children to come.
What will you leave them for their recreation? An oil slick, a pylon, an industrial slum. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. You plunder and pillage, you tear and you tunnel, trees lying toppled, roots finger the sky. Building the land for machines and computers, in the name of progress the farms have to die. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. Fish in the ocean, polluted and poisoned, the sand on the beaches, stinking and black. And you with your tankers, your banks and investments, say never worry, the birds will come back. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, gift given once for eternity. When the last flower has dropped its last petal, when the last concrete is finally laid, the moon will shine cold on a nightmarish landscape. You'll give to our children this world that you made. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. A gift given once for eternity, 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 eternity.
In the hell they was going to get.
They had a real good thing in tonight's paper about that. You ever read that Doonesbury cartoon? Yeah. Did you read that tonight? Read it for tonight.
You better believe it.
The build back, we have to build back better.
Oh, pretty woman, use the rising sun. You say it, cheap change in power. Help you numb, cause you're a pretty woman right down to your toes. You just might as well leave your skin alone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can make you love me no matter what I do. Oh, pretty. What you trying to do? You kept on fooling around just like I stepped on you. So you just drop that mess, come down off your throne. Stop using my poor heart, just a stepping stone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love.
Lost this radio.
You all right?
What happened?
Who knows? Too much liquor? Maybe you freaked out?
Freaked out?
Its promoters described it as a genuine thrill potion, something real groovy.
What do you know about it? I know drug reel from real reel.
Tell Automatic Slim, tell Razor Toting Jim, tell Butcher Knife Toting Nanny, tell Fast Talking Fanny. Midnight, we're gonna burn.
snuff juice everywhere.
We gonna pitch a wang bang doodle all night long.
Well, there goes Coco. Yeah, Coco Taylor, man. Right off the Checker record label 45, man. What can I tell you? The blues queen sounds there of Coco Taylor, right? Wang Dang Doodle out of about 1966 action. If I feel sorry for people that A, have never heard that song, and B, can't dig it, okay? That's a fact of life. I mean, what's wrong with you? At least if you're raised in the Western Hemisphere, come on. You should be able to have a taste for that sort of thing. And before that, man, speaking of things yet, well, things that are maybe an acquired taste, Dave D. Dozy Beaky Mick and Titch, okay, right there, also out of 1966, You Make It Move, Chesty.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, off the Fontana label.
You make it move.
Yes, you make it move. And before that, it was Oh, Pretty Woman, right? Okay, but not the Oh, Pretty Woman you're thinking of. That was John Mayall in the Blues Breakers version, a completely different song of the same title there, right? And so there's a little British stuff right in the middle of this action. And before that, now this is, Chesty's chick pick was Leave Them a Flower.
That's right.
Right, so that's the preachy sounds of Wally Whiten.
Don't put any pesticides on your lawn, people. Leave the birds and the bees alone.
Yeah, well, very good. And not to mention the groundhogs and the red foxes. All right, off the Amsterdam label. Joe, come on, help me out. Wally Whiten, what?
There is so much to unpack here.
Oh, really?
Wally Whiten has had a hell of a career. Believe it or not, mostly in the UK. It was he recorded that single, an original song, in part because he was a successful television personality. He did a lot of children's shows in early to mid 60s.
Uh-huh.
Also recorded around the same time an album of Pete Seeger songs. No, I'm sorry, Woody Guthrie, not Pete Seeger. Did an album of Woody Guthrie songs and would record another album of folk type stuff a little further on. But it's worth mentioning, he's got an incredible Beatles connection. Because in the 50s, Wally was in a skiffle band called the Vipers, who were popular enough to get signed to Parlophone.
Uh-oh.
And had some singles produced by George Martin.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Crazy, man!
That's great.
Fabulous! Okay, who knew there was so much to know about?
And I knew, I've never heard him before.
Wow,
which is mind blowing.
Absolutely mind blowing. This is the kind of thing that Chesty just simply walks up and goes, "Hey, what do you know about this record? I'm getting this record." And then before you know it, it's a chick pick. Next thing you know, our minds are blown.
I'm drunk tonight because I'm thinking about Huckleberry Hound and the Tidy Bowl Man.
Yes.
Ooh, a lot of mind blowing tonight.
All right. All right. And we're going to pot you down just a little bit there on the fader, Chesty. So fade into the background and enjoy that buzz. By the way, real quick, back to the email tonight. We have heard in from a couple of more folks, including good old Jason and Shane up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, who are, they're not really getting anything on the short of waves, but they're digging out on the net feed as usual. But getting it on the short wave tonight, oh yes, it's that guy, your host, right, who does his own music show. That show that's called This Is a Music Show, which is confusing to say that on a music show, because this is also a music show. Hey, maybe we should change the name of this to This Is Also a Music Show. Huh?
No.
Email in if you think we should change the name of the... Okay.
Well, it's...
Your host... He's getting it up in Toronto way tonight on 6160. Kilocycles, folks, that's the kind of thing that people do. It's Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com. And All right. Now, by the way, speaking of 6160, earlier tonight, a stellar Lumpy Gravy radio show was broadcast therein.
It really was.
And, yeah, another conceptual continuity, folks. Larry and Jane.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Baby grabbed me a pole and a line. Threw my pole on and caught a 9-pound catfish. Now you know I brought him home for supper time. Proving any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. Baby brother about to run me out of my mind. Say, can I go fishing with you? I took him on down to the fishing hole. Now, what do you think that he did do? Pulled a great big fish out the bottom of the pond. Now, he laughed and jumped because he was real gone. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a-going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing, too. Put him in the pot, baby. Put him in the pan. Honey, cook him till he's nice and brown. Make a batch of buttermilk, whole cakes, mama, and chew them fangs, and then chomp them on down, singing, any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a-going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing to play the blues. Wife's gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Oh, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby gone fishing too.
Extremely Cool Radio with Jim E. Knight, Dr. Doc Brown, Chesty, and Joe Stax.
Heaven forbid, they might actually be real. Are you prepared to take that risk?
Circles round the summer lake.
the day is over, very soon without a sound. It will fall down, love, to the ground, love, and die amongst the summer grass. Oh, how can it be that such a frail thing that never does a moment's harm should fall down, love, to the ground, love, never more to sing its song. It's falling down, love, to the earth, love, I hear its song across the wind. Oh, the mayfly that sailed the wind, love, has closed its wings to the sky.
Marion Siegel.
That's lovely.
Marion Siegel with Silver Jade. It's a matter of fact. Well, what can I tell you? Mayfly from Marion Siegel. Closing out the show tonight with that for obvious reasons. Here, right? And yes, it was Taj Mahal.
A favorite.
It was Taj Mahal, and yes, Larry and Jane played some Taj Mahal earlier this hour, earlier this evening. Over 6160 kilocycles, folks, for your underground edification of the shortwave experience. And I says, damn them! Every week, man, almost every other, there's some kind of conceptual continuity between our record collections here and their record collections there. Well, tell you, that's why we all get together and do this. Well, we do this kind of thing. Joe, how do you feel about that? Marion Siegel, that's sort of a, you know, it's very Sandy Denny Fairport Convention kind of sound, brother.
It is. It's that's gorgeous. I mean, I've heard these guys before, and it's a fantastic record. Sadly, a one-off, you know, just a single release, that title, Fly on Strange Wings. And yeah, in the UK, they were just known as Jade. I think I just want to throw in real quick, there's a psychedelic connection. One of the instrumentalists on there was a guy named Rod Edwards that played in a band called the Piccadilly Line, who had a wonderfully minor psych album called The Huge World of Emily Small back in 67.
See, this kind of thing cuts deep, folks. Unbeknownst to you. And sometimes we find out right here in real time along with you just how deep these things cut. That's when we're playing these deep cuts. Hey, speaking of deep cuts, we do this partly because over at rockandradio.com, the boss man Randy Tibbins does his RLT Archives Music Magazine monthly, posting them over there. Right, great action. You got to check it out, man. What an archive this guy's got. What a knowledge base this guy's got. Okay, and then, of course, that's usually followed up in second place by the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. What a collection this guy has on the action. Right, of course, and then, oh, man, one of our favorite brothers from another mother. Yeah, the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. That's Brian Phillips, right, and his eclectic show. And then, of course, deep album tracks from Mark Brainerd, right? They carry us over there, and, of course, that's... You can also get over to our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. Hey, good night, Joe.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dr. Doc Brown, who's been emailing and texting with us. Good night, Chesty.
Fly on.
Weasley Steve.